This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
How could the clerical church keep silent covering these atrocities?
An African nun scolding Roman Catholic bishops on Saturday for many mistakes in handling the sexual abuse crisis. Sister Veronica Openibo, a Nigerian nun who's worked in Africa, Europe, and the U.S., spoke with a soft voice but had a strong message for the church hierarchy before her.
The silence, the carrying of the secrets in the hearts of the perpetrators, the length of the abuses we heard one last night, and the constant transfers of perpetrators are unimaginable. I think all of us must acknowledge that our mediocrity, hypocrisy, and complacency have brought us to this disgraceful and scandalous place.
Openibo delivered her talk at the start of the penultimate day of a Vatican summit conference of some 200 senior church officials convened by Pope Francis to confront what he has called the scourge of sexual abuse by the clergy. Venezuelan National Guard troops fired tear gas early Saturday on residents who were clearing a blocked-off bridge connecting Venezuela and Colombia to allow humanitarian aid to enter Venezuela. Venezuela's opposition has promised to forcibly bring the aid to the country Saturday from Colombia, using trucks and throngs of people who camped out overnight to help with the deliveries. But Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has objected to opposition leader Juan Guaido's plans, declaring Venezuela is not a nation of beggars and maintaining that the aid is the first stage of a U.S. invasion. Tons of food, medicine, and other aid, primarily from the U.S., are sitting in warehouses on the Colombia side of the bridge to Venezuela. This is VOA News. Well, President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations for two more days. A report saying that China will buy up to $1.2 trillion U.S. dollars in goods from the U.S. as part of the current negotiations. Arthur Zhuang, a professor with the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, said it will benefit the U.S. economy.
That's a big number, and I think it's certainly music to the ears of the Farm Belt in the United States, which is suffering right now, and certainly for the energy sector in the United States. Both sectors are certainly going to benefit in a very meaningful way, as well as many manufacturers in the United States, as China shifts its focus and purposely focuses on purchasing more U.S. goods.
Chinese Vice Premier Liu has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Well, President Trump explained how a revamped plan to pull U.S. troops out of Syria would work now that he's agreed to leave some troops there.
We can leave a small force along with others in the force, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be, so that it doesn't start up again. And I'm okay. It's a very small, tiny fraction of the people we have.
In December, President Trump, anticipating the defeat of ISIS in Syria, made a surprise announcement that all U.S. forces, roughly 2,000, would be out of Syria by the end of April. An independent advisory body convened by the World Health Organization recommends that pregnant women and breastfeeding women in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo be vaccinated against the deadly Ebola virus. Latest WHO figures put the number of Ebola cases at 853. Lisa Schlein reports.
More than 80,000 people have been vaccinated against Ebola in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces during the current outbreak. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the experts advise pregnant women at high risk of infection and death from Ebola should be given the vaccination.
We also know that if we use this ring vaccination, that women who are in the community that is vaccinated then have a low risk.
The group of experts advises the vaccine to be given to pregnant women in their second or third trimester, as well as to breastfeeding women and babies under 1 year old. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says all vaccinated pregnant women will be closely monitored. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.